I'm just curious, I mean, once we get on to the, cross over to the afterlife, are we going to have an England, an Australia? I mean, like a little area where we get together?
Well, my friend, let me tell you this. Mm-hmm. There are no geographical locations as such.
Ah.
No boundaries of countries that are ruled by any one individual.
Right.
They are merely vibrational states of being.
Right.
Places that you may reside. But this is, as you may well say, self-governed by the level of spirituality of those people that dwell within that environment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me another one for you if you have the time.
Yes, of course.
We've talked on many occasions about people's perceptions and beliefs becoming their reality when they cross over. For instance, I guess a frivolous example would be if I believed there were no fish over there, then my reality would be there would be no fish. Whereas someone like a Timothy seems to enjoy going fishing. I guess what I'm getting at is how far can we take that? I mean,
well, let me tell you this. Partly what you say is true, but partly not.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the place people dwell within is conducive with the type of vibration that they emulate by the level of spirituality that they have attained. Now, of course, the vibration of the place that you reside within is a vibration far greater than that of the vibration of the individuals. That may change the fabric of the environment that you dwell within. Now, of course, dependent upon the collective vibration of the individuals that live within that environment, if they so wish for there to be lakes with fish in, then so be it, there will be. And of course, due to the fact of their vibration being a collective vibration is greater than that of the one, of course you will be able to perceive it whether you believe it to be true or not.
Oh, okay.
So, my friends, the group collectiveness creates the fabric of the true reality of the present state that you dwell within.
Right. Okay, that makes more sense than I was struggling with that thinking.